This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Quad is committed for a free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific. In his opening remarks at the Quad Leaders Summit in Delaware, US, the Prime Minister stressed that Quad is here to stay, to assist, to partner and to complement. Mr. Modi added that the Quad Summit is taking place at a time when the world is surrounded by tensions and conflict, and the Quad countries working together on the basis of shared democratic values is very important for the entire humanity. Prime Minister stressed that the grouping is not against anyone and supports rules-based international order, respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity, and peaceful resolution of all issues. He said that free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific is a shared priority and a shared commitment of Quad countries. The Prime Minister said that together, Quad countries have taken many positive and inclusive initiatives in areas like health, security, critical and emerging technologies, climate change and capacity building. Mr. Modi further expressed his happiness in organizing the Quad Leaders Summit in India in 2025. Before taking part in the Quad Summit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral talks with US President Joe Biden in his hometown, Delaware, Wilmington, last night. The leaders exchanged views on global and regional issues, including the Indo-Pacific region and beyond. In a social media post, President Biden said the United States' partnership with India is stronger, closer, and more dynamic than any time in history. Prime Minister Modi will address a gathering of the Indian community in New York today. Mr. Modi will also be interacting with CEOs of leading US-based companies to foster greater collaborations between the two countries in the area of cutting-edge technology. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is on the way to become the third largest economy by 2027, with the country's growth rate projected at around 7%. While addressing the 12th East Asia Summit Economic Ministers meeting in Laos yesterday, Mr. Goyal reiterated the country's commitment to strengthen the East Asia Summit Forum and acknowledged its role in promoting peace, stability and economic prosperity. Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has said that India's initiative of setting up a dashboard for global best practices receives robust support and commendation at the G20 ministerial meeting in Brazil. Speaking at the conference, he added, "The country is committed to pushing the agenda for green tourism and embraced the collective power of collaboration." Delhi's Chief Minister Atishi has allocated portfolios to her newly sworn-in ministers. The new cabinet currently has 5 members along with the CM. Chief Minister Atishi will head 13 departments including education, power and finance. Delhi Minister Saurabh Bharadwaj will hold the charge of 8 departments including health, urban development and social welfare. Gopal Rai will hold 3 departments including general administration, environment, forest and wildlife. Kailash Gehlot has been allocated transport, administration, information and technology, home and women and child development departments. Mukesh Ahlawat has been allocated 5 departments including labor and employment, and Imran Hussain will hold food and supply and election. The Chief Minister has sent the proposal regarding the distribution of departments among the sworn-in ministers to the Delhi's Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena for approval. In the chess Olympiad, India defeated the top seed USA in the penultimate round in Budapest, Hungary, yesterday. In the open section, Gukesh triumphed over world number 2 Fabiano Caruana, while Arjun outplayed Lanier Dominguez Perez, both with the white pieces. In the women's section, India defeated China with Divya Deshmukh besting Ni Shi Chun, while all 3 remaining games ended in draws, giving India a victory margin of 2.5 to 1.5. In cricket, India need 6 more wickets to secure victory in the first test match against Bangladesh at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will resume at 9:30 a.m. this morning. Earlier on day 3, Bangladesh were at 158 for the loss of 4 wickets in 37.2 overs when stumps were drawn yesterday evening. Najmul Hussain Shanto on 51 runs and Shakib Al Hasan on 5 runs were at the crease at close of play. And that is the end of this news bulletin.